Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Your hometown.
Step into Chicago's loop on today's edition of Your Hometown. With historic skyscrapers, world-class theater, and amazing restaurants, we'll show you all the things to see and do in the loop. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery. Anything is possible in your hometown. Here's Wendy.
Thank you, David Jennings. It is Wendy in for Lisa Dent. And let's say hello to Ariella Gibson. She is with the Chicago Loop Alliance. Hi, Ariella. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I have an embarrassing thing to admit as we discuss your hometown, Chicago's Loop, today. When I was younger, I thought that the Loop was the only part of Chicago. I thought that was just Chicago. I think a lot of people may think that.
You know, I think we would probably assume that a lot of people, even in the Loop today, would think that. But it's both good and bad that that's your perception of what Chicago is.
Well, I was going to say it's the most exciting part, but it isn't. All the neighborhoods of Chicago are great. But what does the Loop have to offer? You're with the Loop Alliance. What exactly does the Chicago Loop Alliance do?
Well, we serve to create and support investment in the Loop. That's through economic development opportunities. It's through cultural programming within the Loop area. It's supporting the existing assets of the Loop, whether that's businesses and retailers or arts and cultural institutions, tourist destinations, attractions, really all the things that we do think are exciting about our district and about downtown, supporting, amplifying, promoting, and also supplementing those things.
What are the boundaries of the Loop?
Yeah, so according to many people, the boundaries of the Loop are the river to the north, the river to the west, Ida B. Wells to the south, and then the lake to the east. Some people can disagree with that and say it's just the L tracks that make up the Loop, literally, but we tend to go a little bit further than that.
All right, well, let's talk. I have recently taken an architecture tour again. I did it when I was younger, and then I went a couple years ago, and I have to do it again this summer. That is one of the most amazing ways to see Chicago, in my opinion.
Yes, and I got to be honest, I had not taken a architecture tour as a lifelong Chicagoan until I started at Chicago Loop Alliance, and now I have to do it at least once a year just because it's so exciting, and like you learn something new every time. There's a new tour guide. There's a new building that they can point out. You know, just you see a different site every time. So highly, highly recommend as well.
The Art Institute of Chicago with the famed Lions are in the Chicago Loop. Some Museum of Contemporary Art as well, right?
Museum of Contemporary Art is a little bit outside our boundaries.
Oh,
but
darn it.
You've got the Cultural Center. You've got Broadway and Chicago Theaters. You've got the National Landmark Auditorium Theater, Grant Park, Millennium Park, the Pritzker Pavilion within Millennium Park, obviously the Bean, you know, the architecture that makes up the Loop, which is art in itself. So many things. I could go on and on.
Well, do. I just want to know if anybody really calls the Bean Cloud Gate, because I don't think I've heard anyone say that ever.
I mean, I don't think you're, I don't think you're going to get in trouble if you keep calling it the Bean.
And it's the Willis Tower. Sometimes I might call it something else. But the Sky Deck, that is pretty cool. I'm a big baby when it comes to heights, but I have seen social media of people up there, and wow.
Yeah. Yeah, well, one day you're going to have to step out on faith and, you know, go on to the ledge itself.
The ledge, that's it, yeah.
You can't, yeah, the Sky Deck ledge is something you can't miss. But yeah, along with the 90-something floors that it overlooks, you've got their immersive experience on the ground level, too. So for those that are afraid of heights, there's still something you can see in the Sky Deck experience itself.
There are so many events going on. Lollapalooza, of course, goes on, and the Blues Fest. Is that still in the Loop?
Yes. Yes, that is. All of the city festivals like Blues Fest, Gospel Fest, House Music Festival, Jazz Festival, Lollapalooza, like you mentioned, pretty much anything music, arts, and culture related that happens along Columbus on our fabulous summer days, always excited to see and support. But, you know, you've got smaller festivals or niche things to do outside of those as well, like the Printers Row Lit Fest, or American Writers Museum does a literary festival as well. Previously, Chicago Blanks has done many different cultural programming initiatives like festivals or pop-up events and markets throughout the Loop, particularly along State Street. So the summer is a great place to see and do new, unique things that you can't do anywhere else.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, you could go down to the Loop two summers in a row, and it would be two very different trips because there's so much to do. Historic State Street shopping, of course, and iconic restaurants. Where do people go to find out more about the Chicago Loop Alliance and our beautiful Chicago Loop?
You can go to loopchicago.com, and it's a pretty wide range of things to do, see, explore, ways residents and Chicago natives, recent Chicago transplants, children, family, young and old can find something exciting.
We have a beautiful city, people. Come out and enjoy it. And Ariella, thank you so much for joining us today for your hometown. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Ariella Gibson, WGN Radio's monthly Your Hometown highlights a town that makes the town unique. I know it's not really a town, but it's a part of our city. From the people, places, and businesses to the hidden gems. And Chicago's Loop is just, you gotta love it. It features, you can find out more, actually go to WGNradio.com and you can see some of the beautiful sites that are featured in Chicago's Loop. It's Your Hometown, featuring Chicago's Loop today, sponsored by Illinois Lottery. Anything is possible in your hometown.